We're in Yeshaya, Perek Samach, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Navi had said, Kumi Ori, rise and shine. Yerushalayim and Zion will now be the light to all the nations. Darkness may be covering the nations. They're unaware of Hashem, but the light of Hashem will come through Zion, and the nations will be illuminated by that light. And they'll go by that light to serve Hashem. And Klal Yisrael will be gathered from all over. And there'll be a wonderment, Mi'elek of Tufena, like we had in Pasuk Ches. Who are these people, like a cloud that quickly moves along the sky, like the doves that come back to their windows, the dovecot. And indeed, it's Klal Yisrael coming from all over. The nations of the world will build up the walls, their kings will serve you. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ufitchu Sharayich Tamid, there'll be walls around the city built by the Bnei Nechor, by the strangers, but the doors will always be open. The doors are not there, the walls are not there for protection. But there'll be constantly a stream of people coming in, Lahavi Elayich El Goyim, to bring to you the Chel Goyim, the wealth of the nations, Umalchehem Nehugim, and their kings will be led. They'll bring their kings with them. The Malbim explains that when the nations want to choose a leader, they'll take them to Yerushalayim. They'll bring them to Yerushalayim and say, this is where you gain your authority. You want to be the king? You have to come to the house of God. You have to come to Yerushalayim. And over there we'll accept you as a leader if you agree to serve Hashem. Umalcheihem Nehugim, their kings will be brought with the nations to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki hagoy vehamamlocha asher lo yavduch. Because the nation and the kingdom that will not serve you, yovedu, will perish. Vehagoyim choyorov yecherovu, and those nations will be utterly destroyed. In the times of Mashiach, the goyim will have a place, and they'll have a role in society. But it will be to increase the honor of Hashem, to serve the Jewish people. And if somebody doesn't want to follow that, if they're not interested, those nations will be totally destroyed. Kavod halavono neilayich yovo. The honor, the glory of the Levono, the forest, eilayich yovo, will come to you. It's presented as if figuratively, as if the trees themselves are coming. All of the greatest, the glory of the forest, will become marching to Yerushalayim to be used in the building. Berosh, Tidhar, Usa'ashur, those are three different types of trees. Here it's translated as cypress, fir, and the box tree. I've seen others identify them as maple and different trees. But these glorious trees will come, Berosh, Tidhar, Usa'ashur, Yachtav, all together. These beautiful trees will come, lefoer makom mikdoshi, in order to glorify the place of my mikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh will be built with the best materials, umakom raglay achabed, and I'll bring honor to the place of my feet, kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, v'ha'aretz hadom ragloy, kaviyochol, it's as if Hashem's feet reside in the Beis HaMikdosh down here, in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And I will glorify the Makom Raglai, the place where I reside. It also can be understood, Lefoer Makom Mikdoshi, all of these materials will be brought, and they'll be used to build the Beis HaMikdosh. But the Kodesh Kadoshim will be so holy and so great, everything will be magnified on an unimaginable scale. We'll be able to build the Beis HaMikdosh. But the Makom Raglai, the place where Hashem resides in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Achabed, Hashem says, I myself will make that a place of glory. I'll bring honor to that place. That won't be built by people. That Hashem himself will prepare. And they'll go to you, shechoach, bent over, submissively, b'nei me'anayich, the sons of your oppressors, those who actually cause suffering to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't even mention that they will be zoche to come. Those who actually beat the Jews, those who oppressed them, those who did the suffering, they're finished. But their children, the b'nei me'anayich, they'll have a chance, they'll be able to, but they'll come submissively. They'll come bent over. V'yishtachavu al kapus raglayich. And they'll prostrate themselves. Al kapus raglayich, at the soles of your feet, kol minat soyich. All those who scorned you. Those who scorned Klal Yisrael, as opposed to those who were mi'anayich, those who oppressed. Those who actually did the oppression, they won't have a chance. Their children will come with extreme submissiveness. But the minatzoyich, those who scorned you, who didn't actually do the suffering, just they mocked and they made fun, and they ran the media campaigns pointing out all of the supposed guilt and wrongdoing of the Jewish people, those that scorned you and mocked you and made fun of you, they're not as bad as those who actually caused the suffering. They themselves will be able to come. But v'hishtachavu, they'll bow down, al kapus raglayich, to the soles of your feet, or all the way to the ground, they'll bend over and they'll bow to you. V'koru loch ir Hashem. And when that time comes, they'll call you Ir Hashem. You're the city of Hashem. This is Hashem's city. Tzion Kedosh Yisrael. And Tzion, which is the greatest part of Yerushalayim, will be acknowledged that it's Tzion what makes it so great, Kedosh Yisrael. Because this is where the Holy One of Israel is. And when Hashem is referred to as Kedosh Yisrael, it means because Klal Yisrael is a holy nation, and as the holy nation, the one who is our source for this holiness, the Kedosh Yisrael, is in Tzion. Tachas HaYoseich. This is in place, instead of being called Azuva, forsaken, Usenua, and despised, Vain over, without wayfarers. Nobody would travel by asking, inquiring, how are you doing? How's Eretz Yisrael? What can we do to help the country? Nobody travels with an interest. Like, imagine somebody coming to visit their relative. But nobody came to visit and to inquire about the benefit of Eretz Yisrael. But instead of that, v'samtich ligaon olam, I will place you, Ligaon Olam, to be an eternal pride forever. Misos Dor Vador, a joy for generation after generation. Klal Yisrael is Azuva. It's like it's abandoned. The children aren't here. The children aren't Golos. Usenua, and it's hated by all the nations. Somehow everyone derides Tzion and Yerushalayim. You can really see these psukim, you know, coming true. And there's enough Jews in Eretz Yisrael that the world heaps scorn about it, you know, in the times when there were possibly a few thousand. I don't know if the world focused their attention on the Jews in Israel because there weren't too many. But certainly nowadays, we see this usenua, that among the nations of the world, Israel is hated. They know there. And nobody travels, here the Malbim says, because of the desolation, which Baruch Hashem in certain places has been getting better and being settled. But there was the times when Klal Yisrael didn't have its children, was hated by the nations, was a no man's land. Ain't no there. Nobody would travel through. And now all these have been changed. V'samtich li gaon olam. Right now you'll be a great kingdom. There'll be glory and splendor. It won't be abandoned. In terms of being hated by the nations of the world, misos dor vador. Right now will be the joy of every generation. And there's a difference. Ligaon olam in eternal greatness. The children come to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael will be settled from then on. They'll be in a state of not being forsaken. There'll always be someone there. And the joy of the nations with every generation, there'll be a masos, there'll be another joy, a celebration that they have Tzion, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael as the light to the world. V'yonat chalev goyim. And Klal Yisrael had been that abandoned place, v'ein over, and nobody traveled through the land. But now, v'yonat chalev goyim. Now you'll nurse the milk of the nations. V'shod melochim tinoki. V'shod melochim tinoki could mean, shod is the plunder. What all the nations plunder and what they steal and the wealth that they amass, it'll all end up coming to you. The shod melochim tinoki, that's what you'll nurse. Rashi says, v'shod is like the word shadayim, like the breast, that Klal Yisrael will nurse like a baby at its mother's womb, breast. V'shod melochim tinoki. You'll nurse from the kings. Meaning that Klal Yisrael will receive all of the wealth from the nations of the world, but they won't have to go and collect from every city and every family. But imagine you have the king and he collects all the wealth of the nation, like a mother who accumulates all of the milk in one place, and then the baby nurses and receives the milk from that one source. The kings will amass the wealth, and then it'll be directed toward Klal Yisrael. V'yodat, and you'll know, ki ani Hashem Moshiach, that I, Hashem Moshiach, am your Savior, I'm the one who is the one saving Klal Yisrael. V'go aleich Avir Yaakov, and your Redeemer, your Goel, is Avir Yaakov, the Mighty One of Yaakov. There's another beautiful thought here. When there are different ways that one person appropriates and receives goodness and wealth from another, the example of receiving, where the giver is most interested in it, and the giver wants to give, is a mother nursing her baby. As much as the baby wants to nurse, the baby needs the milk, but the mother wants to nurse, and if it doesn't work out well, the mother is pained. Here the nations of the world, when Klal Yisrael receive the wealth of the nations are going to be happy. They're going to want that. They're going to feel they have a purpose in life. It's like the person who works very, very hard just in order to provide for his family. And in the normal situation, there's a certain joy and a satisfaction that is difficult as it is, but he has a purpose in life. And all of a sudden, if he's not providing for anyone, he feels useless and he feels depressed. So too the nations of the world. V'yonat chalev goyim. You're going to nurse the milk of the nations. And not like the milk's in a bottle. I hear, see the milk in a cup. But v'shod melochim tinoki. It's described as the actual experience of a baby nursing from its mother. V'shod melochim tinoki. You'll nurse from the actual kings. The kings will accumulate the wealth like the milk that's accumulated in the breast. And then you'll nurse directly from the kings, and it'll be an enjoyable experience for the nations of the world. They'll feel that they've accomplished something, they've done something. They'll also have a share in bringing the honor of Hashem to this world. When that happens, that is going to be so unusual, and it's going to be so shocking, the nations of the world are going to be looking to give you. V'yoda'at, you will know, ki ani Hashem Moshiach. This is not normal. This is not b'derech ha'teva. It's I, Hashem Moshiach, who am your Savior. Only Hashem could bring about such a thing. V'go aleich, and the one who is your Redeemer, also your Goel, your closest relative, the one who feels the closest connection to you possible, is Avir Yaakov, the Mighty One of Yaakov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to cause the nations of the world to want to give you the wealth that they have. The truth is that's the brachos with Yaakov and Esav. The Meforshim say initially Yitzchak meant that Esav should receive all the brachos, mital haShemayim uMishmanei haAretz, all the goodness of the world. And what would have happened was he would have given those brachas to Esav, and then Esav would have served Yaakov, Rav Yavot Tzoyer, and Esav would have been the leader because he is the one who is the driving force. He's providing all of the material good, and the purpose is Yaakov, but Esav has a significant role to play. And of course, Rivka realized that if you give Esav all that wealth, he's not going to use it for Klal Yisrael. It's very important that as we go through the centuries, Klal Yisrael should have the brachos. That Klal Yisrael should not have to rely on the nations of the world. But in the ultimate, in the Yemos HaMashiach, the nations will have their wealth and they will use it to serve Klal Yisrael.
So
it goes back. Tachas HaNechoshes Ovi Zohav. In place of the copper, I will bring gold. V'sachas habarzel ovi kesef. In place of the iron, I'll bring silver. Whatever the nations of the world stole from you and took away from us, they will bring it back, and it'll be brought back better. If they took copper, now they'll bring gold. If they took iron, they'll bring silver. V'sachas ha'etzim nechoshes. In place of the wood, now is copper. V'sachas wa'avonim barzel, in place of the stones, iron. V'samti pekudosech shalom, and I'll designate your pekudosech, your appointed officials. They will be shalom. The purpose of the leaders, the governors, the mayors, the officials, their purpose will be shalom, to ensure peace. It'll be a different type of life, where the focus will be on harmony, world peace, v'nosayich tzedakah. And those that oppressed you, your overlords, now tzedakah, their goal and their purpose will be just to bring about tzedakah, righteousness. Also, tachas hanachoshes of Yizohov could mean that when you ask the goyim for copper, they will bring gold. I will see to it that they bring gold. When you need iron, they'll bring silver. Whatever you want from the nations of the world, they'll be looking to bring something better. You said you could make do with this, but we can provide more than that. But perhaps you really needed copper, and you really needed barzel. So you asked for copper, and they brought gold. But you needed copper. But don't worry, because sachas ha'etzim nechoshes, you'll get the copper. When you thought you'd make do with wood, you'll get the copper. Everything will be there. You have the copper and the iron. You'll have all the metals that are necessary. I once heard a beautiful explanation from an uncle, Saul Deutsch. And he said as follows. I think it's beautiful in the psukim. It says, tachas hanechoshes ovi zohov. I will bring gold instead of copper. V'sachas habarzel, instead of the iron, ovi, I will bring silver, the kesef. It doesn't say tachas ha'etzim ovi nechoshes. It doesn't mention bringing the copper, and it does not say v'tachas ha'avonim ovi barzel. That word bringing is left out. How come by bringing gold and bringing silver it mentions ovi? By copper and iron, it just mentions tachas ha'etzim nechoshes, tachas ha'avonim barzel. It could be, the answer is in Parshas Ekev. It says, Eretz Yisrael is a land, Eretz Asher Avoneho Barzel, Umeharoreho Tachtsov Nechoshes. He said it could be, the simple meaning is, when they needed copper, Ovizov, I'll see that they bring gold. We know Shlomo HaMelech had ships that would bring him wealth from all over. It was imported, but they'll all be happy to bring it. Instead of iron, I'll bring silver, but that's brought from a different land. They'll bring it from, they'll import it. The iron, though, and the copper, that's right there in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Avoneho Barzel. The stones of Eretz Yisrael are iron. So, V'sachas Ho'etzim Nechoshes, V'sachas Ho'avonim Barzel, those metals are in Eretz Yisrael. But whatever you had before, now when Mashiach comes, will be built on a grander scale. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, on Daf Chof Gimel, the truth is we've been in Golus, and we're still in Golus Edom. It's the Roman civilization, the civilization of the Western world. We're in the same Golus, and it's, you almost forget that they're the same ones that we've been under their control for so long, for 2,000 years. They're the ones who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Gimel, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lahem lo'ivdei kochavim. Woe is to them, to the goyim. Shein lahem takona. They have no way of improving and correcting themselves. There's no takona, there's no way to fix them. Shenemar, because look at our pasuk. Tachas hanechoshes ovi zohov. Instead of the copper that they took, I'll bring gold. They can bring something better. V'sachas ha-barzel ovi kesef. If they stole iron, I'll bring silver. V'sachas ha-isim l'choshev, v'sachas ha-avonim barzel. But tachas Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov, my mevin. What are they going to do about the fact that they killed Yidden? They killed Jews. They killed somebody like Rabbi Akiva, the greatest of the great, and his chaverim, the Asara Haruge Malchus, all the martyrs. That's the example of the greatest crime possible. It's not just Ritzicha, not just murder. It's murder of Rabbi Akiva and his chaverim. How are the goyim going to repair that? You know, if you stole the metals and the wood, you can bring something better. But how can you ever have a kapara for that? V'aleim u'aymer, and about them it says the pasuk, especially in these days of Sfira, we say the Avarachmim every Shabbos. This is the time when Klal Yisrael suffered terribly, and we say this pasuk, v'nikesi, which the Gemara explains is darshing the pasuk, v'nikesi, as Rashi says, if I want to cleanse the nations of the world and say, we'll wipe out your sins, we'll give you a fresh start, Vinikesi, I'll cleanse you from the other Averis, Mishar Avonos. But Domam Lonikesi, their blood, those who were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveirov, and I would assume those through all the centuries, but this is the prime example. And it's also the very beginning of Malchus Romi, when Rabbi Akiva was killed. V'nikesi, but domam lo nikesi. That there's nothing they can bring as a kapara. V'samti fekuda seich shalom. The pasuk concludes, and I will place your pekudosech, your appointed officials, shalom. They'll be there for peace. Instead of having leaders who are collecting taxes through all the years in Golos, Klal Yisrael paid more, always more than their share. They had to pay, but now the Pekudosech will just be there for peace. They'll come and inquire, how are you doing? Instead of coming to collect the taxes, they'll say, oh, by the way, we were able to manage this year. Maybe we can give you some money. V'noksayich tztaka, those who oppressed you and took your money, now they'll be their tztaka, in order to give you tztaka to to help you. And the Malbim learns, it's not referring to those that were over Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is now going to be over the nations of the world. V'samti fekud oseich, when you're appointed over the nations of the world, don't think that they're going to resent it. And they're not going to accept it happily. But you should know, v'samti fekud oseich shalom. No, they're not going to look at it like they're being enslaved and they're trying to break free. But your appointed position will be shalom. They'll realize that that's their peace. They'll be happy with it. They'll willingly accept you. V'noksayich, and the fact that you're an overlord over them. Tztaka. They'll look at it as if it's their tztaka, their mitzvah. This is their opportunity to do the Ratzon Hashem. And a third way of, a third point to contemplate on the pasuk. V'noksayich tztaka. The Gemara says in Baba Basra on Daf Yud, Baba Basra actually on Daf Tes, it talks about the greatness of tztaka, and it says v'noksayich tztaka, that a person should give, he should give his tztaka. I don't the pasuk here. V'noksayich tztaka. Oh, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, Adam Shokel Shiklo Miskaperlo, a person would give his shekel, machzis ha-shekel, and have a kapara. Now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, Achshav Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayam, Im Osin Tztaka Mutav. If they do Tztaka, that's good for you. You can't give money to the Beis Hamikdash. Tztaka though will be instead. Vim Lav, and if not, Boyin Ovde Kochom V'notlim Bizroa. The Goyim will come and they'll take it by force. V'afal Pichein, and even though you're forced to give it, there's a Noksayich, there's an overlord who's taking it. Nechshav Lahen Litztaka. It's still considered as Tztaka. A startling Gemara. The person is forced to give money to the Gentile governments, and that's considered Tztaka. Shenemar V'noksayich Tztaka. That when you give money to those who oppress you, to the Noksayich, it's considered Tztaka. And the Marsha explains, why is that tztaka? And it's a beautiful thought. The Marsha says, Mipnei sheho'akum notli min he'oshir, tachas he'oni, v'kala oven. Sometimes you have the nations or the non-Jews want to get a certain amount of money. So they go ahead and they pick on somebody, they grab him and they take the money from him. The truth is, if he didn't give it, somebody else would have to give it. Let's say that the community has to give whatever amount of money. Somebody's got to do it. So the person who ends up paying off the non-Jews, he benefits the poor. Because if he didn't give it, the poor person would have to give it. So even though he didn't give it willingly, he didn't give it for tztaka, he had to give it. V'noksayich, it was given to those that were his overlords, but it's viewed as tztaka, because by him giving it, the poor didn't have to. He helped benefit the poor. Lo yishama od chomos ba'artzeich. No longer will violence be heard in your land. Shod v'shever bigvuloyich. There won't be plunder and calamity in your borders. It's referring to two different facets. In your land, there won't be chomos. You won't have a police force because one guy broke in, there was a house break-in, and somebody stole from another. You won't hear any chomos. There won't be violence in the land. It'll be very peaceful. Also, there won't be shod v'shever, plunder, or calamity, big v'loyich, in your boundaries, in your borders, meaning you won't have to worry about the external enemies. V'karos Yeshua chomosayich. So what's going to protect you? What's going to be the walls? What's going to keep the borders safe? V'karos Yeshua chomosayich. The Yeshua of Hashem, the salvation, that will be your wall. The fact that Hashem brought the Yeshua, nobody will attack Klal Yisrael from the outside. Usha'arayich tehila. And the praise of Hashem, that will guard the gates inside your land, the gates of your city, the usha'arayich tehila. The truth is, if society was motivated and they really felt like singing the praises of Hashem, if somebody grew up not just feeling he has to do it, but he sings, he's full of praise of Hashem, in a society like that, the person wouldn't want to steal. He wouldn't want to be guilty of hilchus nezikin, of injuring or harming anyone else. What will guarantee the safety in your land is tehillah, the praise of Hashem. And what will guarantee your borders is the Yeshua, the salvation from Hashem. There'll be peace within and without. Lo yielach od Hashemesh lor yomam. You'll no longer need the light of the sun to provide the light of the day. Ulinoga, and for brightness, and for the illumination, the shine, hayareach lo yoyer loch. The moon will not be providing that light. The moon reflects the light from the sun. After the sun drops below the horizon, the rays from the sun reflect off of the moon. But you won't need the sun, l'or yomam, as the light of the day, and l'noga, for the shine, for that reflection. The noga, the oreach, won't be providing light. V'hoyaloch Hashem l'or olam. Hashem will be for you as l'or olam, the eternal light. V'elokayich l'sifar teich. And your God, your Elohim, will be your splendor. That will give you the honor, that will give you the illumination. The moon reflects, is also representative of, if Hashem is the light, and Hashem is the one who provides us guidance, the moon is the one, is what reflects that. The Nevi'im are the ones that Hashem shines His light and His influence, and the Nevi'im are able to channel it and reflect it and let us know what Hashem wants us to do. Lo yia loch od Hashemesh l'or yomam. The light, the sun, will no longer be for you as the light of the day. And you also won't need that the sun reflects off of the moon. The moon won't be shining and reflecting the light. But Hashem l'or olam. But Hashem will be for you as the eternal light. And ve'lokayich l'sifar teich. In your splendor, your glory, Hashem will be for your splendor and your glory. There'll be tzadikim and neviim as the moon, and they will be able to reflect to us what Hashem wants. Lo yavo od shim sheikh. And comparing this, continuing this train of thought, if you rely on the sun for light, well, the sun sets at the end of the day. But lo yavo od shim sheikh. Hashem, who is providing the light for the world, it will be a constant light. Lo yavo od shim sheikh. Your sun will no longer set. Your success won't end. There'll be the constant hashpa, influence from Hashem. Lo yavo od shim sheikh. The sun won't set. V'reichech lo yei osef. And the moon won't be gathered in. It will never be hidden from view. You'll always have the light from the moon, from the Nevi'im. Ki Hashem yielach l'or olam. Because Hashem will be for you l'or olam as an eternal light. So Hashem will be constantly illuminating. And don't worry that you might go in Golos, you might go far away, you won't be able to, you'll be distanced from that light. But no, v'shomu yimei evleich, the days of your mourning will be ended, there won't be Golos anymore, there won't be Avelus, there won't be mourning, you'll be remaining in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll benefit from that light. And in terms of Nevi'im, the moon will never be gathered in. There'll always be those to reflect what Hashem wants and spread the nevuas that they receive. V'ameh kulam tzadikim. Your nation, kulam tzadikim, will all be righteous. Lo'olam yirshu oretz. They'll inherit the land forever. Netzer matoi, they're a shoot of my planting. Masayodai, what my hands have created, what they've done, lehispoyer, in which Hashem says, I take glory. I feel the glory from the Masayodai. They'll all be tzaddikim, they'll all be neviim, and they'll be able, olam yirshu oretz, they'll always remain in Eretz Yisrael. Netzer matoi, it's like the sapling that I've planted. You might feel that, okay, there'll be tzaddikim, and true, there'll be an Eretz Yisrael, but if there's so few of them, how will they be able to reflect, to receive the Nebu and spread the message to the world? But Netzer matoi, it's a sapling that I've planted, and as we're in Eretz Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is going to grow and grow, my Sayyada Yisporer, it'll be what I've created to take glory in. It'll be beautiful. It'll be like a beautiful tree from that little sapling, and it'll be tremendous in number. Klal Yisrael will be numerous and will be able to reflect like the moon, the nevuas of Hashem, the prophecies. The Gemara learns in what we say before Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. All of Klal Yisrael has a share in Olam Haba, and it brings this pasuk: Shnemar va'amech kulam tzadikim. Your people are all tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz. They'll always inherit the world, the land, and the land here is referring to Olam Haba, the eternal world to come. La'olam yirshu aretz. All of Klal Yisrael, at the time of the Gula, they'll be tzaddikim, lo'olam yirshu oretz, they'll all have olam haba, and the neshama that remains will be part of that. And that perek is mentioned in Sanhedrin after all the chapters that deal with those who receive capital punishments. There are those who are stoned, or burned, or choked, or given misasayif with the sword. However, the person might have even been killed. He's one of the worst. But va'amech kulam tzadikim. In the end, the neshama of the Jew remains, and they'll all be tzadikim la'olam yirshu oretz. They'll all have a share in olam haba. Netzer matoi. It's a sapling that I've planted. Ma'aseh yodai lehispoer. And it's what my hands created, and I take glory in it. And I saw a beautiful thought, that the truth is Mashiach can come in two ways. It can either come that Klal Yisrael deserves it, which we'll talk about in the next pasuk. But if Klal Yisrael deserves it, Mashiach will come, and he'll come early. He'll come earlier than the mandated time. If we don't deserve it, lo zachu, Mashiach comes whenever there's a certain deadline when Mashiach has to come, whether we're ready or not. Mashiach will come. The pasuk is referring to that. You're all tzaddikim, and you'll all have olam haba, and the world will reach its perfection. That's Hashem's plan, and it will be fulfilled. But there's two ways. It could be netzer matoi. It could be a sapling that I've planted. You plant a tree, and you guide it. They'll put your poles to make sure the trunk is coming up straight, but then the tree grows on its own. Klal Yisrael is guided. Sometimes their course is shifted a little. You'll pull the trunk a little to a side to make sure it's straight. You'll trim it, you'll prune it, but the tree grows on its own. You can only guide it. so too, Klal Yisrael, there's an approach of Netzer Matoi. Klal Yisrael on their own will grow and develop. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us through history to reach perfection, but we can get there by a Netzer Matoi. Sometimes Klal Yisrael is lo zachu. They don't merit it. Then it's Ma'aseh Yodai. Hashem says, I will do it. Ma'aseh Yodai. It's something that I have done with my hands. Kaveh Yochel. And just figuratively, Hashem says, I myself have done it. Whether they're able or worthy, I will bring the Geul and I'll bring them to their perfection. L'hispoer that I will glory in Klal Yisrael. Hakotun Yelo Elef. The smallest will increase a thousandfold. That's in number. Though the small nation will increase tremendously. Vahatsoir, the one that's young, that doesn't have that much ability, he's young, but he'll become Lagoy Otsum, a mighty nation. That's in his quality and his power. In quality, the young one will now become a Goy Otsum, a mighty nation. Klal Yisrael will increase quantitatively and qualitatively. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. When you see this happening, it's clear it's going to be from Hashem. Be'ito achishena. In its time, I will hasten it. And the simple meaning is, things seem to drag along and we expect the Geula anytime, but it doesn't seem to be happening. Once it happens, it's going to be very quickly. In its time, when it has to happen, achishena, it will be hastened. When the time comes. And as we've mentioned, the Gemara learns out, be'ito achishena is really two different ways the Geula could come. If Klal Yisrael does not deserve it, be'ito. It will come in its time. Its time, that's the Chazal that say, B'nisan nigalu, B'nisan asidim ligoyel, Nisan is the month of Geula. That's if the Geula hasn't come, the deadline, the final deadline would be in Nisan. But achishena, but I will hasten it. If Klal Yisrael merits, it'll come early. And as I've heard from my Rabbeim, which is a beautiful thought, you know, sometimes a person will wonder, how is it possible we should merit for Mashiach to come if so many great tzaddikim and gedolim and Klal Yisrael through all the centuries, and there were such great people and they didn't bring Mashiach? How are we going to do it? But it's something to keep in mind. They were trying to bring Mashiach hundreds of years early. Thousands of years early! To bring Mashiach at that time, you know, Rabbi Akiva thought Bar Kokhba would have been Mashiach. For Rabbi Akiva to have Mashiach in his days means thousands of years early. To do something like that, even Rabbi Akiva wasn't able to bring Mashiach. Even the tzaddikim through the centuries, they wanted to bring Mashiach very early. For us, we're right at the end. It's achishen, I'll hasten it. We're just moving it up a little bit. Before the final deadline, Mashiach should come a little bit sooner. Ani Hashem be'ita achishena. We should be zochet to the Geula Shleima b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.